This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Jesus. We have come to you, Jesus, again. We have gathered at your feet. We are in your presence, looking up to you. You have brought us near to your Father, that we may receive from your Father, your God. Thank you, Jesus, you are a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. Thank you because of what you are communicating. Thank you for what you are giving. Thank you because you will seal our ear that we may understand your thoughts and your ways. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you are working out in us. Thank you for your ministry from your throne. Jesus, you are ministering. You are here to minister, Son of God. Our Father, you are here to minister to us. We are your children, the flock of your pasture. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Acknowledge your angel in our midst. Angels, your presence that bring for blessing from the God, from the presence of God, that bring blessing from us, from our Heavenly Father, blessing of your throne. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you for strength. Thank you for the activity of your seven spirit in our midst. Thank you for download of grace. Thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. We give you praise, our Father. Glory to you, Son of God. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, my Father.
Oh, Jesus. Amana Mosa Senemon to Mana. Seminon to Mana. Kavuru no Tevena Kamune to Shana Mawana. Seman to Wana. See on to one. See on to one. See on to one. See want. See. Saints. Open heaven. For saints and for doings. Saints with an intent of doings. Saints with grace for doings. Saints from above. Saints from the Father's heart. Saying to you in particular, saying is an heaven open for saints. Saints, take heed to heart saints. They are heart saints. Take heed, for heaven is open for these saints, said Lord Jesus.
Come back, God. Never not who's shiny boy. Why not?
fanata fu se sepo ton of honi se semina talu. Taluba talaba titoluba tetele benatopolodima. Sielebo sifihia fafa isopa ninum parata. Yelipu tanipu tanaka tule keteneme tutule tule 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 tule. Tebilo tutule patule putule tete pule tutele. Etule tule 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 quicken here, quicken here, quicken your here, quicken your here, quicken your here, raise your here, quicken your here, raise your here, raise your here, raise your here to here, yeah, 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 has you hot to here has you hot to here has you hot to here has you hot to, for there is a way you should hear, there is a way you should take heed, there is a way you should hearken, there is a way, there is a way, there is a way, there is a way. Oh, it's brought an operation, it's brought an operation, it's brought an operation, it's brought an operation for years. For hearing, yes. For hearing, yes. Hearing, yes. Hearing, yes. You should hear. Hear with an intent. Hear, 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 not ordinarily. Hear, 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 hear. Hear with an intent. For you should do. You should do. You should do. You should do. Do, do, do. Hear to do. Here to do, here to do, I'm here to do, I'm here to do, I'm here to do, I'm here to do a work upon your ear, even upon your hearing, even for your hearing, even for your hearing, for the Father's saints. For this Father saying, it's from a room in his heart. It's from a room in his heart. It's from a room in his heart. So you should hear well. You should hear as you ought to hear. So he's brought it, he's brought it, he's brought it. For your hear, hear well, hear well, hear well, see the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise.
Will they find in you?
Of a father, a God desire is in Jesus. If you follow the pattern of father that's on earth, you will fall below expectation. The man of father I want to be is like the father that is in Jesus. If you settle for what you find in your culture as a father, you'll settle for less. If you find father, pattern of father that you find on the social media, you're settling for less. That you might be the children of your father. That is in heaven. The calling to be a father is a calling to all. Although we are celebrating the main gender, it was a calling for all. That all can be like the children of your father, which is in heaven. If you look on any other father, you will fall less. You can't find it in anywhere. The kind of father Thompson and him I want to be is a father like the one which is in heaven. You can't find it anywhere. It's in Jesus. It's in the Lord. When you read 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, one thing, he's a father to fathers. And one thing, he said, I rejoice greatly that I find my children walking in truth. Any other father would fall below truth. What is before us, father walks in truth. That's how you know father. Because such is what the Father seeketh, those who worship Him in spirit. If you get any other idea, Father, it's less. So any idea, Father, is less. If you want to capture the essence, nature, who the Father is, that which is in the Lord. It's in the Lord. You can't find it in anywhere except in the Lord. It's in the Lord. We don't know who is a Father until you came, Jesus. When you came, you brought heaven down to us to see who the Father is. You are bold to say, my Father, who art in heaven. Sometimes you change, say, our Father with us in heaven. You embody the Father in his greatest strength. You do not follow after the Father, your Father in the flesh, which was Joseph. All what you desire to be like your Father, which is in heaven. You live for that singular ambition. That was your daily obsession. It was your daily desire just to be like your Father. And that is what I asked for. That's the blessing I'm requesting you for every father in this house. For every main man in this church. If I make any request to the Father of light, that may we see what is in the Lord Jesus Christ. For his name is called Everlasting Father. That which does not fade away is in you, Jesus. It's in you. Ideal fatherhood is in you. There's no any other template that can be borrowed from elsewhere. If we leave the pattern, we are still falling short. Therefore, I don't want to fall short. I don't want to appear before you and I see myself falling short of that which you have in your heart.
You, the folly found in you, is in you, Lord. Is in you, Lord.
That's why in the church, we're supposed not to speak about anybody but him. Because when you teach about Jesus, you will see everything that man is meant to be. If you want to see how a wife should be, it's in the Lord. You say, Jesus, do you ever marry her? He's demonstrating how a wife should be. It's the way he's showing it to the church. It's in the Lord. Jesus is what should be preached. He preached him and nothing else. Not to preach principles. It's not to come and preach Moses. It's to preach the Lord. David was a saint of Old Testament, but he moved into the new. He said it in Psalm 16. He said, I said the Lord always before me. Always, always, always before me. I said the Lord always before me. I don't want to set any other thing before me. I've said the Lord always. I'm always beholding the Lord. When I'm doing my kingship, when I was a king, is the Lord. When I'm serving as a judge, is the Lord. When I'm a lawgiver, is the Lord. I've said the Lord always before me. He's the one I'm beholding. He's my mirror. It's the Lord always before me. I'm not turning to the left. I'm not turning to the right. I said the Lord always before me. He's the Lord. He's in the Lord. If you go to read men and try to say seven principles to men, man, you're going to buy, get something that's low. It's too low. Where you get the fullness of what a father is in him. I won't settle for less. My generation will not settle for less. Thank you, Father, for him to help. I come under you, the head of the church. I come under you, everlasting Father. Father, I come under the Father of Father. Thank you, God, the Father of our Father Jesus Christ, who is under our Father, the Father God. We come to receive blessing because fathers are blessed. That you bless us. You bless us with the blessing of the height. Bless us with the blessing of above. Give us quickness. Let us be quick in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Son of God. Glory to you, Jesus. Honor to you, Son of God. Glory to you. No nation on earth knows God as a father. But God has been a father. How do I know that? When you see 1 John chapter 5, 1 John 5, say there are three that bear record. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father. Three record in heaven, the plus place that have presence of fatherhood is heaven. Father and fatherhood and fathering is not a thing that began on earth. The first place that father was found and fatherhood was expressed is in heaven. God, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost are all fathers. They are all fathers. the word of God that became Jesus, by both eternal and everlasting essence, they are Father. They are Father by nature. They are Father by personality of who they are. Both by nature and by person, they are Father. Fathers are men with servant hearts. And these three beings are servants at heart. Fathers are beings are servant at heart. The world is a servant at heart. You saw find that in the book of Philippians chapter 2. Holy Ghost is a servant at heart. Jesus Christ saying that he will pray the Father and he will send to you the Holy Ghost whom the world cannot receive. He will be in you. And he's in all serving the will of God the Father and serving the will of Jesus Christ, the everlasting Father, the Word. And it's not the Father on the throne that sent the Word or made the Word to come become a servant. And the Holy Ghost is also serving him in the midst of the church, indwelling us. He himself is a Father, but is using the throne to serve. God the Father is not using the throne to exert rule or use dominion like the Gentile use dominion. Joker was teaching that when his disciple came to him and said, the kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth or the Gentiles, they exercise lordship over them. And they that exercise authority over them are called benefactors. So they are called benefactors. God is not a benefactor. God on the throne is not a benefactor. That is the problem of the government of the nations. Despite that in the nation, in advanced nation, to the most advanced nation, it is ingrained in their constitution and the law that persecute public servant holders. Those who are public servant holders, they execute them. There are laws that guide them. One of the laws is that you don't award any benefits when you are in office to your family, your relative, or your friends. Tell you know that. That you must not do that. And when you are in office, all your kinsmen in your village will come and your people will come because they say, Omo alo ambe. But we don't obey it. Because if you said that during your own time, didn't they do it? If you don't do it, after your own time, you are sure that you're not going to return back to your men of your kinsmen. You are sure that nobody will come and welcome you after you have finished your tenure. You say, the fact is, and there's a proverb, because you chop alone, you will die alone. Because you didn't remember us, your kinsmen, a big amen. Amen. So I'm saying that God, the Father on the throne, is not a benefactor. He's not using the throne to benefit himself. He's using the throne to serve the Son of God, to serve the Holy Ghost, and to serve the church. The throne is a place of service. The Father does not stand from the throne, but the Father is using the throne to serve. The Father is not using the throne as a benefactor to him. The whole Godhead, they are fathers. And one thing you find about Father, that fathers are servants. That's what every man must know. Every young man that is in the church must know that you are being called to be a servant. Every man is supposed to serve their wife. It's not the other way around. It's not women that are supposed to serve men. It's men that are supposed to serve their wife. If you are not serving your wife as a man, you are not a good man. Bible, you are not like your heavenly Father. They describe what Jesus is to the church. Jesus as an husband to the church. Jesus is an husband. And if he is an husband, every husband man is a father. John chapter 15. My Father is the husband man. Say that, George. So every man has a responsibility. That's why you cannot be a boy
When you make excuses, when you do things wrong, and all what you can say that I didn't want to do it. You have also the flesh, you're not overcoming it. You have nature, you're not overcoming, and you're making excuses. You can only make excuses to man. You can't make excuses to God. Because one thing that is hanging upon you is that you should be a father. Firstly, to your wife. Before children come, you are a father to your wife. What does a father do? A father is a servant. You're supposed to serve that woman and serve her and serve her. You are living to serve her. I know there is a lot of pushback by men of this contemporary, the younger men. They said that by reason of, they call it traditional and patriarchal, that they don't appreciate effort of men, but they appreciate effort of women. You are not meant to be appreciated. I'm not the one that said that. Jesus taught it. He said, who is that servant that his master has gone to farm and he cometh back at home, that he will his master tell him, sit down and eat. The fatherhood that is in the Lord. If you consider every father, he will fall for less. For less. The idea of fatherhood in the Lord Jesus. You can say something. You can say, for I have not come. He said, you call me Lord, Lord, Lord. But I have not come to be served. But I should serve. He wrote it. You can say it. I have not come that I should be served. So he said, I didn't come to be served. I know that every father usually gives you two meats. Why? I don't have anything wrong with your collection of your two meats. But I hope that you are eating those two meats and you are ready to serve after you have eaten those two meats. They give you a special plate. Why? I'm not against giving you a special plate. But that plate is for you to be a chief servant. Look at Matthew 20, 26. Can we read it together, everybody? But it shall not be so among you, even as the Son of Man, everybody, came not to be ministered to, but to, I don't like this one, I want the one served. I want the one where he used the word served. There's a place where he said to served. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many, paying the price to set them free from the penalty of sin. Amplified Bible. So, when you see God, though God is on the throne, is using the throne to serve. God is a servant of Jesus. The first person that God, the Father on the throne, is serving Jesus. How do I know? When he brought forth the first begotten unto the world, which was when he brought him back, after the Christ has died and suffered, he brought him. He said, let all the angel of God worship unto the Son and say, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of righteousness. Say, sit down until I make your enemy your footstool. I mean, you'll be sitting. I will be serving you and make all your enemy under your footstool. So, God the Father is serving the Son that is seated at that time. He's on the throne, but he's serving the Son. It's you that you felt that the table of the husband should be the one on the right hand. No, you want to put one chair for you at the edge of the table. You see me? No man will escape in this church. Until you are like what is in the Lord Jesus. You won't settle for traditions and patriarchal order. You will see that when I did Father, what joke I came to reveal. So fathers are servants. They know that they are serving God. And serving the Lord Jesus Christ. When you are serving your wife, you are serving God. You don't see God. You don't know God. You don't see Jesus. Where Jesus is in your wife. Where God is, the God is in your wife. That's where God is. When you lift up your head to the heaven, just bring your head down and look at your wife. That is where Jesus is. Jesus is in heaven, but it's in your wife. So when you serve your wife, he said in the book of Colossians 3, say, for you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Servant. That's why, if why you want to marry, so that you can have where you can, as a young man, is where you can find where you can be pouring your sexual urge. That is wrong. You will never serve in that marriage. It's that woman that will be serving you. Then you're going to that marriage that so you can ask something from somebody to be stepping out your high tension transformer that is burning your body. A lot of issues in marriage that some men immediately they do what they want to do and they are pleased, they slip off. They are not thinking about the woman. They thought that God gave intimacy in marriage for their own satisfaction. They didn't give marriage union primarily to satisfy your own urge. They gave it to satisfy the woman. You are not the one to take it and say, "How well? Don't you know I've gone to war since? Who sent you?" So, we have established that no nation on earth know God as a father because that nature of God as a father was hid in them. They didn't reveal it. God knew that if people know that he's a father, that they will not be able to take the discipline of a father. So, nation of the earth, what they know about God is God. But God revealed a nature as a father, just a little to Israel. It was only the nation of Israel that knew God as a father, a little. Because why? Every other nation on the earth can do anything that they like, and God will wink at it. What every nations of the earth will do, and that God will just put it, God will just turn himself away. Israel of Israel try it, they will go to captivity for it. That thing that God does to Israel, that he does not do to every other nation, it was a fatherhood trait. That thing that he does to Israel, that he will not do to every other nation, is that he's a chastening Israel. He wrote in one of the prophets, he said, "If your children, if they will forsake me, if they will not keep my commandment that I command," he was telling Abraham, he said, "I will chasten them with rod, but my loving kindness, my tender mercy, I will not withhold them." Say, I will not give them away. That thing that does not give away, that thing is an instinct of the Father in God that nations of the earth did not know, that it was only the nation of Israel that knew it. Fatherhood nature of God was hid in him. So in Isaiah chapter 63, Psalm 86, "For his children's sake, my law, and walk not in my judgment. If they break my statute and keep not my commandment, then will I visit their transgression with rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail." So, fun thing about father, that father has servant. They know that it's a calling. When you become a male man, every male man is a pity that they didn't consult you before they make you. I know that if they consult you, a lot of you want more responsibility. And that's what women should know. It will be a foolish woman and foolish girl that say what a man can do, a woman can do, you can't do it. They didn't create you like that. You were not designed to do what a man can do. You are not the one that created yourself. They didn't consult you before they make you a female. It's not your choice. They didn't give you that choice. Even by the reason of a skin of a man, they designed the skin to be more tougher than the skin of a girl. It's not the sun that determines it. Even if you live in abroad, a skin of a white man is different from the skin of a white lady. So you are sure that God put detail even to your skin. Your body physique was designed. There are things that you didn't choose. So, by reason of ordination, every member, you are ordained to fulfill the cause of fatherhood and fulfill the cause of manhood. And one of the things that a father is that he's a servant. You are born to serve until you breathe your last breath. And somebody say, "Is it expectation now? I can do my own." The lady, "No, no, 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 no." You see, that mentality will surcharge you. You are thinking like a man. You are not thinking like God that placed that ordination on you. Even if the woman will not do anything, you must keep serving because you serve God and you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a being you have been called to serve. But is it a fault to be a member? But one thing I know is that by the reason of your make, you have already been designed to serve. You have been designed to live all your life for her. And in living your life for her, you are living for God. When you hold back, you are not living for God. Heaven designed it that way because they know that every man will be selfish and self-centered. So heaven know that the man will fall. That because of the fall, the nature of the man with God will make man to be self-looking. You'll be looking on your own self. You will not look on the other. So God, when God was making man, God knew that sin will come in and sin will make man to start looking on his own thing. So God decided that by the reason of the gender of a male man, he will program a commandment. You see, this I'm teaching you is true, so. I'm not teaching you fables. I'm teaching truth of God. Who God the Father is. Who the Word that's the blessed Father is. And who Holy Ghost. Because first of all, these being our fathers. And they are all servants. When we get to the world to come in Revelation chapter 22, we will still be serving. Even the world to come. He that sits on the throne. And there shall be no more cause. Revelation 22. This is what to come. Heaven and earth have passed away. A new heaven has come down and a new earth. And there shall be no more cause but the throne of God. Imagine what is available. The presence of heaven, the throne of God. And there shall be no more cause. What is cause? Limitation. What is cause? Cause is a life that Satan designed men to be. Life that Satan has a curse. Curse is a life. Curse is not just limitation. Curse is a life that Satan is using to run the head. Because when sin entered the world, God caused the head and caused the ground. So when they have taken away curses, and there shall be no more curse, but there shall be the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. So they connected the throne of God and the Lamb to one simple thing. And his servants. The throne of God is not to exercise authority. I am a man in this house. I have authority. You know, boy, Olodonye, listen to me. Authority is for service. Authority is not to have dominion. Authority is not to segregate. Authority is not to subdue a woman. Authority is not to subdue your children. Paul was teaching about authority in 2 Corinthians. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, what the Lord has given for us was for edification. Every man that has authority and every woman that is under authority of her husband, that authority on your husband is not for solution, it's for edification. You should be in your authority to edify your wife, not to subdue her. You are not like Lord Jesus Christ. If what you use authority is to subdue, if what you use authority for is to have your way. Some men use authority to have their way. Some men use authority to do what they want to do. You are not using authority to serve. For though I should boast, this was an apostle. Do you know what it means to have an apostle? Though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, who the Lord had given to us. Look, every member, when they made do a member, they gave you authority. Authority to be head. It's not you that chose it, it's God that gave it to you. But God cannot give authority. God cannot have the secret authority and does not provide rules around it. Because absolute power corrupts. So God that gave the main man authority also put rules of engagement around authority. And one of the rules of authority is to serve. If for you to use authority not to be a benefactor. If you use your authority to benefit yourself, you are not like your father which is in heaven. So Paul said this authority was given to them. And that authority for edification, not for your destruction. Wow. If what you use your authority to do is to use to damage a woman, you use your authority as a father to damage your children. You use your authority to injure everyone that God brings around you. You have not used authority. You're an abuser. You know, one of the things why women liberation is fostering is because women felt that they are being abused. And I'm sorry for you women. I'm saying now, I'm talking to all those who are on internet, and if you are here, you have feminism in your mind. I'm sorry for those people that are abused and the abuses you have experienced. But authority is not meant for destruction. Authority is ordained for edification. Every man is not the head of every woman. Every man is a head to his own wife. The limit of your authority is on your wife. When it comes to the context of family, the man is the head and is the authority. God did not give the woman authority in a home. You see, if you are not okay with it, don't marry. But so long as you are going to stay within the boundary of God, the person they give authority to in the house is the head. Man was first formed before the woman was formed. And so they placed authority there. It was first. There's a law of first in the Bible. The law of firstborn. He started tracing it from Old Testament, from Genesis. It's the law of the first. So Paul was talking about apostolic ministry. He said, we apostles, the first. Even in the order of ministry, when they arranged ministerial order, when God gave gift to men, in the order of ministry, the first gift they gave in the church was an apostle. There were no prophets in the churches. You don't find prophets in churches until you arrive at Antioch. That was when prophets emerged. The first ministry that emerged in the church were apostles. After a while, you find elders and deacons. Then you started finding other ministries. It's from the deacons that prophets rose, like Stephen. It's from the deacon that Agapos, prophet, rose out. So they were not prophets. So Paul said, we apostle first. We have been chosen as spectacles. So apostolic ministry is not for shining. Apostle ministry is not for guys that wear 3-piece suits. And boot cut yester. And has some rings that have cross dangling. That man is a boy. True apostolic ministry is make a spectacle. What's good is a spectacle? If you want to understand what it means spectacle there, you need to go to in those days in Roman Empire when they bring out a criminal to showcase that they fight. Those what we need spectacle. Mean, they are used for men for you to be make a thing of reproach. So I'm trying to tell you what authority is on a man. God was trying to teach Abraham who a father is. Sarah came to him and said, he should send away Agai. And he should send away Ishmael. The Bible says, Abraham was reluctant. Then Abraham went to God. The way Jokai judges, Jokai found it from his father. Jokai learned the father ever so much. No, whenever you come to Jokai, when you come to ask Jokai to defend, Jokai always go to, as if Jokai is supporting the other person. That's Jokai is seen as if you're only supporting someone. How do I know? Look at what Martha came to report Mary to Jesus. Martha came to report Mary to Jesus. This other, also this younger brother came to report his other brother to Jesus. That his other brother to circumvent all the inheritance. He took everything. But in the law, you should only take 2 portions and give your sibling their own portion. If you feel that your guys will be talking to you, oh yeah, go and tell your brother, what he has doing is covetous. The person that has covetous is the one that came to report. Not the brother that took away everything. See that judgment? That judgment of God is like, that's how who God, the Father, is. Those are the things that the Heavenly Father saw in Jesus and knew that your guys is a good father. So Abraham went to Almighty. Because Almighty have revealed himself to Abraham. Yeah. And Almighty me, many fathers. Almighty me, father, the father of many. So he came to Almighty. That's why God revealed himself to Abraham. God said, because I've revealed myself, I also make you to become Abraham. Many, many father. You're going to be fathers. So Abraham went to go and talk to God. That can't we hear this woman? She goes, wanna give me this lady to enter into her and have raised a baby, a son for me. and tell him to send the woman and her son out of the house. Which man does that? The girl told him, say, listen to your wife. Trying to be something to Abraham that you are meant to serve that woman. Because the whole arrangement that he started from the beginning, you are the one that are looking for heirs. Because when she told you, you didn't come to consult me. You are the one that was desperate to look for her. And you are an heir now. I need the mother that gave you. Because now that she said, you should find if God will raise me heir. Now that she says, I don't want the heir again. He said, listen to her. I know that because you political correctness generation will not say that. That how can God say that? Is that fear? But that thought process is not hurt. If that thought that was described to him is not a father that is lesser, it's a father that is from above. You see, you think that the issue is about how will a man send a woman and a child out? No, 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 no. Is that they were training Abraham. They were delivering judgment to him. So that he was able to transfer it to his children after him and his household. So, fathers are servants. Though it may be as if they are serving their wife, serving their children, and serving their household, but primarily they are serving God. Why you are a father or a male man? When you do that, you are modeling every father that your children cannot see. You are showing Christ that your wife cannot see. You are only modeling Christ. Your wife does not see Christ, but she sees you. And you are the one that through you, she will be able to see Christ. There is a song we used to sing in those days in my church. Let all that see Jesus in you, that they can lead you. So if fathers are servants, and because you are servant, they have authority. They have authority. And your authority is for edification. Edification means for building. So fathers are builders. So edification is building. Because there can never be blessing without building. God only bless that which have been built. Or building is blessing. The more you are being built, the more you are being blessed. So, fathers are builders. They edify because of authority. And what the father uses to build is truth. They spoke about Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. They said, he's full of grace and truth. And that grace and truth is as the only begotten of the Father. So, fathers are builders. So, the only begotten of the Father means Jesus was built, was raised by his own Father. So, Jesus was built by his Father. And what the Father built in Jesus was grace and truth. And that's why you see that every man that's imagined as a father has a statue of firmness. That's why when you see fathers, they have statues of firmness. No father does not have statues of firmness because by the reason of they are made to have statue of firmness. Firmness means stability. Firmness means that they are not flippant. So Jesus is as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What the Father built Jesus with was grace and truth. So I'm trying to say, Father built with truth. When you get home and you read 1 John chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, 2 John, 3 John, you will find that what John, the beloved, John the divine, was celebrating. He was celebrating people walking in truth. I see your children walking in truth. Me, they are walking after the order of the begotten of the Father. And that showed to him that these children are also fathers. Those people that you're calling children, in 2 John, 3 John, they are all fathers. He called them the children of the Father in love and in truth. 2 John 3:4-5. They are children walking in truth. That means they are like the only begotten of the Father that is full of grace and truth. Say, I rejoice greatly. I rejoice greatly. Every member in this house. You must look for truth. You must give yourself to hearing and learning and doing of truth. Because it is only truth that can raise you to be like your heavenly Father. And you should be a man that's ready for them to speak truth to you in love. If you don't like truth to be speaking to you in love, you will not be like your heavenly Father. You must not be a man that does not have the love of truth in his heart. You like people to praise you. That's one thing that this generation is falling into. I know because it's a Father's Sunday, I saw a lot of video flying everywhere. Women, they recognize women's effort. They said that, which was spoken by a very father of the day, if you give a woman semen, it will turn into a baby for you. If you give a woman ghost tree, it will provide a meal for you out of it. No, side the woman and appreciate her. That who is appreciating her? How can you say give a woman a house? She will turn into a home. Can there be a home without a house? So, to a man, what he does is seen as an expectation. But a woman is not like that. See, that thought is foreign to the thought of God. It's their foreign thoughts. I can see a generation of younger men fighting divine ordination. God did not create a man to be appreciated. I'm not saying that women should not appreciate men. But that thought must not come to a man that wants to please God. If what you are looking for is for men to appreciate you, you won't do the will of God. The will of God will suffer in your hand. Joker, I said that something. He said, for you are the one that seek honor from men. You seek honor from men. Every husband must not seek honor from your wife. If who are looking for is to honor you, you will be a failure. You will not please Jesus. If your wife does not honor you, if your wife does not respect what you put in, my brother, keep doing it. You are not doing for men. You serve God and you serve the Lord Jesus. And don't buy into this present age ideology that says that what men are doing are counted as expectation. It's not expectation of men. They are expectations of God. By your make, they design you to serve and live all your lifetime on earth to service. And never to be appreciated. Yes, he that will reward you is God. Don't take the word of men. They does not last. Even when you have your wife that appreciates you, you have children that appreciate you, you have your brother that appreciates you, don't let it enter you. When you hear it, don't let it go out the second leg. Don't keep it. Don't store it on your heart. Don't keep it in your heart. Because sometimes, they say, when you encourage them, you encourage you. My brother, don't. Why they speak those things can encourage you, but don't let that be your encouragement. Fathers have fear of God in their heart. What motivates you to do your ordination because of fear of God? It's not because of any man's encouragement. You fear God. You know one day, because why? To show fear of God in your heart is a sign that you have wisdom. That you are not a foolish man. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's a show that you are wise. You don't fear the lady. Can she match her strength with your strength? The way they design your muscles that look like a killing muscle. It's not because you're afraid of her. Or is it because you're afraid of your children? With that your stone face, a very hard face. That by the time you look at your child alone, they will be running away. So it's not because you are not doing those things because of obligation. You are doing because you fear God. And fear of God show that you are a wise soul. That you are wise. Because every man that is wise cherish fear of God in his heart. Because you know that I will not hear continue forever. That year is transcends. Year is a transition. Why did they not create you as a mosquito? Why did they give you a soul? Mosquito have a soul. But when he died, the soul of mosquito is designed to the head. But your own soul has sinned. You must know that he that decided not to create as a mosquito, as a scorpion, or as a snake that somebody will be angry one day and use a stone to stone you and Lord. Some creature they created like that. They created them like that. They just the way you are, they didn't have a choice when they created them like that. And also, you didn't have a choice when they created you like this. But you must know that the wisdom behind the being that formed you and put this ordination on you has something secret hid in his heart that he has attached to you. That you're supposed to use this lifetime on earth. You travel with fear and reverence because you want to realize what he has in mind. It's not what man, it's not what society. Civilization, culture will keep changing. But God's expectation on a male man will never change. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because it is not culture that makes a man. It's not tradition that produces a man. It's God. Man was a thought in the heart of God. So, men, fathers, they are truth keepers. They are truth workers. They keep truths and they walk in truth. Truth made them up. Truth framed them. Why? Why truth? Because it is only truth that sets free. Oh. If a man does not know truth, did not hear truth, did not do truth, did not learn truth, you will be under the bondage of the elements of this present world. And one thing you find about fathers, when you're a father after God's heart, if when you're a father like Heavenly Father, you should not be under the bondage and element of this world. And there's nothing that can set you free. Firstly, from the belief system of this world. What this world paints a man. What this world thought that a man is. Truth is not subject. Look at the way how John put it in 2 John. The elder unto the elect lady. And our children, whom I love in truth. This should be how your soul is to the Lord. But much more, this is how your soul should be towards your wives. Because why? Truth in love set you free. I know there are some lady, they can have madness in their soul. And some of your sister can be like that. Because it's only in church that they are coyly here. I'm a father, I know. Someone's wife can even be more stubborn than you. You see, one thing that you must know, that there's a way you use truth so much that those are misbehavior cannot determine you disobeying God. Let your wife misbehave. But you find grace to love her in truth. So she said, you don't know the shit, man, take shit. A man is designed to take shit. The way God designed, they designed to take shit. Use them to rob body. Packing shit is driving you further to fulfill God's desire for you. I'm talking about God's expectation. That's why you must always say to who, what are you looking for? And who do you want to please? Every member. You are the last defender of truth on earth. You are the last defender of truth. You must not allow truth to fall down on the street on your generation. loving your wife that she's so stubborn is all what you have to live your life to live by. Do it. Do it, my brother. So long as it has nothing to do with physical abuse to your body, go to it. I know somebody say there's nothing a love cannot break. Even if she refuses to break, you live your life. Yes, my brother. It's not every time that love breaks. She might not break. She might not break in your lifetime. But you have raised a standard in the spirit. I know a woman, I've told you the story about that woman where she beat her husband when I was growing up. Until about that, she never broke. I knew her. I grew up in that house. The woman beating the husband and the man never divorced her. They are ninth born. She was my age mate. All the eight were older than me. But the Baba never divorced her. Then I felt that the Baba would feel a curse of truth on it. The devil took him away. Because not every love that break or convert. I don't want to give you false hope. Because primarily, whom you are living to please is the Lord. You are not seeking honor of man. You are seeking the honor of God. Jesus lived for us. But how many people are living for Jesus? With what God has gone through, you feel that everybody should be living for him. But how many people are living for Jesus? Even with that, we say we believe him. We still have our way again and again. So that's why it is what was primary that Joker wanted to please his father. What was primary important Joker said, Joker fear his father. Joker started to behave himself. He's a wise being in the spirit. Because a wise man fear God than man. These are the things that Joker lived when he was with his disciple. That it came to a time when they took Peter and John and they asked them, do not preach in his name. He asked them, look at you. You are telling us. You people, you have not to tell us that. Does it seem good to you? Does it seem good to you to obey man than God? When you are married as a man, you are obeying God, not man. Marriage is not your business. Marriage is not an idea. You are not the one that started the marriage. You know, some people listen to this message and say, I'm extreme. I'm not an extreme. I don't know the kind of men you are trying to raise. Me, I'm raising sons of God. I'm not raising captain of industry. I'm not raising tech boys. I'm not raising tech bros. I'm not raising industrialists. I'm interested to collaborate together with the Lord Jesus to raise sons for God. Amen. 1 John chapter 3. What man of love? Behold. What man of love? The Father. Who the Father is? The Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not. If the world knows the kind of a father you are a failure. Hey. The kind of a father the God wants to raise, the world does not know it. That's why what I'm saying may look hard, but because the world does not agree with this. They will debate it and say, I'm extremist. But this is what fatherhood means in the heart of Jesus. The world does not know us. The world does not know it. Every idea the world projected, they are low. Let them keep packaging into different kind of culture, different kind of custom, different kind of tradition. They are still falling below standard. Therefore, the world knows not because he knew it not. Because if they will know the kind of who the Father is, they need to know him. They knew him not. Beloved, now are we sons. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Say, be like him.
Be like him.
I'm teaching today. Be like your heavenly father. Father like heavenly father. Fathers that the world does not know. Father that the world does not have idea of. Father that are servants. And they know it's an ordination from above. Father that knew that fatherhood is a calling. Father that knew that fatherhood is an assignment. Fatherhood that know that fatherhood is an ordination. It's not 50 by 50. It's 100, everything. Fathers that are not asking what you have to bring to the table. These are expressions of God. We don't all start like that, but we grow into it. And when we are growing to it, we must not expect applause of men. We must not seek for recognition of men. Because immediately we start looking for recognition of men, we fear God. Immediately we are looking for men to honor and to acknowledge us, we will disappoint heaven. But we have enough fear in our heart to know that we are learning truth and we are keeping our truth. We know that we are trying to please our Father who is in heaven. Also, fathers are prophets. When I say prophet, in the context of prophet, they see far. Fathers are prophets that see far. You must not be a person that all what you know is what happened here. As a man. Because that's why you would think that a man is a breadwinner. A man is not a breadwinner. God did not give any man that assignment to be a breadwinner of any house. Did I say that men take care of their family? Yes. But you are not called to be a breadwinner. Because like I thought, take no thought of what to eat, what to drink, take no thought of tomorrow. How can they make a breadwinner when they tell you not to take thought of tomorrow? That would be conversation, Judah. You provide, you ask God give you, but you are not a breadwinner of anybody. Try to be a breadwinner make you not to see far. So fathers are prophets. And prophets are men that can see far. He said, I know my servant Abraham, for he is a prophet. Return the wife of a prophet to him. Prophets are men that are secret of God. And prophets are men that are covenant of God. These are the two things you find with prophets. Secrets and covenant of God. Every father should have secrets of God. Not secret of how to make money. Why I'm not fighting against you having money. But that is not what you should use your life to know. Have secret of God. Because a man that has secret of God can move things. When you have secret of God, you can move things. A man with secret of God can move things. And there's no way you have access to God's secret that God will not make covenant with you. So that's why fathers are prophets with secret of God. He said in the book of Amos, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he will reveal his secret unto his servant, the prophet. First of all, I say, fathers are servants. And the more you serve God, the way I was telling you, I was describing for you, when you to serve God in this manner, and you are serving your wife, that no matter what she does, just keep serving God. When God sees that you are like that, God will come and commit his secret to you. When your wife is trying to be stubborn, when your wife is trying not to submit, you keep serving God. In you, God will start giving you secrets. And a soul with secrets can make things happen. Heaven today responds to angels. So angels can make sun not to shine in the day. Because why? God commit the secret of sun shining into their hands. Sun has ordinances. But beyond ordinances, there are angels that they have higher code that can stop those ordinances. When you are serving God, you are trying to please the Lord. And he sees that as if it does not make sense. As if you are being used. You are the one that have an idea of love. You know that love? No, love now. He said, if I love my wife should do that. No. That love, that is not the definition of love to God. The definition of love to them means you rub my back, I rub your hair. That's a love that man know. But when you get to God, that's not the order of love. You say, pray for them that hate you. Give to them that cannot repay you. If because you love that woman, because she can repay you back in love, that's not yet love. Because if she loves you and you have love back, my brother, you are expecting anything from God, there's no reward around because you have already received what you have now. But when you love the unlovable, when you love the one that cannot pay you back with what you want, God comes to pay you back with his secrets. And he pays for God to pay you. Because when God pay, God does not pay like men pay. Because men are limited in what they can offer.
Yes, sir.
May the Lord give us high judgments. That will not be thinking like men. Today is Father's Day. I know all the sisters say that they talk to them. I'm doing the talking. But you want to know something? That in the midst of those things, as God is committing secret to you, the secret of the Lord belongs to them that fear them. So that's why I talk about fear first.
Yes, sir.
Why you are using your authority? Because you fear. Because you want God. You are showing God something your soul. And God says, this man fear me. Then take this secret. God will come from time to time, give you secrets. God will come from time, give you secrets. And the more secret you have, the more God make covenant with you. He said in the book of Psalm 25, the secret of the Lord belongs to them who fear him. And he will teach them his covenant. A man can be taught covenant. Your mind can be covenant mindedness. All they may. They say, well, you're going to walk with God. And you are going to live to please God. That you will enter so covenant. What ecclesia, the church, is established on? It's established on covenant. And that covenant came as a result of what Joker did to God. You see, I want to be a father, a man with covenant. Covenant sometimes is not only limited to your biological children. Covenant, when it's still your biological children, is still limited. But when covenant passes your biological children, covenant become what God cannot let go. Because a man please him. A man obey him. So, you can't find seat of God except you have fear. You can't have fear except you are a statue of wisdom. And you cannot say you fear God and God will not entrust secret to you. And you cannot have secrets and God will not teach you covenants. One thing that's very hard to make is covenant. When people want to move to the zone of covenant, because God does not make covenant with children. Hebrew 8, Hebrew 10. It shall come to pass in that day, I will make a new covenant with them, not like I make with their father. Father, like I make with their father. You see, how you know a father is that how many covenants have they made with you? What is the kind of covenant? What kind of type of covenant? Because covenant, different covenant. Romans chapter 9 says covenants. Covenant is not one. There are different kind of covenants. They can make any covenant with a man.
Yes, sir.
But one thing I know, that they make covenant with fathers. When they make covenant with you, you become a blessing. You become transgenerational blessing. When they make covenant with you, you become a voice that God cannot ignore. You become a man. Look at me. Until when God makes covenant with you, God does not have respect for your person. Covenant is what commanded God to start having regard to a man. When a man reached the place of covenant, everybody is everybody. Give me Exodus chapter 19 from verse 3. It's covenant that make a man stand out before God. Everybody is on a plain level ground. But when a soul are moved to a place of covenant, you stand out. And Moses went up unto God. And the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shall I say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto Egyptians, and I bore you on the eagle's wing and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure. When you get there, you call it a peculiar pest people. Until you are in covenant, you are not yet peculiar. You are just common. You are a common. You are a commoner. You are a commoner. God sees you as a commoner. And there's something about God. God is a royalty. God is a royal being. God is a royal being. You can use your ordination to enter into this high profile person in the spirit. A man with covenant. That will make Abraham be a father. Abraham was just a miserable Assyrian that was about to perish. A miserable one for that matter. He was not the first one they called. They started with his father Terah. that lost his son on the way and stopped journey. Wow. Abraham departed to go to Canaan. Then, along the way, he lost Aram, the father of Lot. And he was discouraged and stopped journey. There are many men that settle for less. Because life happened to them. Life happened. And life only happened. But you must know, no matter what life brings to you, don't stop walking in truth. Amen. Don't stop obeying God. Amen. Don't stop living as a servant, that your expectation is the Lord. When you are like this, a man of covenant is a man of blessing. He's a blessed man. Because you have ceased to be common. You have become peculiar. You have become peculiar. A peculiar people unto me. I don't know if I've encouraged your heart. Oh, man. This, yeah. I've come to charge you unto good works. I've come to charge you that you should take your ordination, your assignment, your purpose in creation. I'm here to call for the main man out of you. This is a call to call something out of you. This child is to call something out of you. That you will not live like flesh. That you will not live like main man. Whose life is in their nostril. That you will live unto God. This is what it means to say a man lived for God. These are a kind of quality of man. A kind of quality of men. Quality of men. These are kind of men that God can entrust the throne for, to use throne to serve. Because you will sit on the throne, but you can't sit on the throne if you can't use the throne to serve. Because the first being that is serving on the throne is using to serve. So you want to sit on the throne and you don't want to use to serve. You only want to use the throne so that you can use to shine. So the throne is not for those who want to shine, it's for them who want to serve. Nobody will sit upon the throne of God. Or where Jesus Christ is seated, if it's not a servant at heart, or servant par excellence. The throne is for servant par excellence. Men that will do all the will of God. And to our women, let me also speak to you briefly. And to our mothers, and to our sister, both the ones that have breasts and the ones that their breasts have not grown. Let me speak to you. Why the men that God has put in your life are not looking for your honor, your praise? There's a reward for anyone that is an encourager. There's a reward for them. They spoke about a woman called Jezebel. Ahab was one of the worst kings. That Israel had. And the Bible said, why Ahab did evil? He said it was because of his wife. He said, we encourage him. So there is something about women. There is something about ladies. A man is not strong. A woman can make a very bold-faced man to cry like a jelly baby. Just that man fall in love with a lady that is me. You know, there's only that we know that this guy loved me. And you to pepper the guy. Those wisdom, I'm your father. I know those things. I know it. They know that this guy loved me. And they will now say, wow. Because they know that the lady become a boy in a bad place. You understand me? What I mean by hair? Yeah, you can't carry your leg any hair. You know, you have to be mindful. Dangerous place is located there. So, Jezebel knew that he had loved her. She knew. 1 Kings 21:25. Let's read together, everybody. There certainly was no one like Ahab, who sold himself to do evil in the sight of the Lord. Everybody wants to go. Because Jezebel, his wife, incited him. If you look at that person and say, he said his wife, his wife steered him up. Look tell everybody, every woman, just I said that God put the calling, her assignment to be an heirship, authority upon a man. Every woman also, God put in every woman capacity to be able to stir up a man. I can tell you that. Just as the man has authority, heirship, every woman, every lady, every girl. I want to know something that they say, you have a power. I want to know you have a power. I want you to know it today. If in case you have not known, I want you to know it. There's no man that cannot love you with what you have. Let that man do not like you before. If you want to make any man to love you, he will love you. I'm not joking. I want you to know that. Some of you, because you feel like I don't have handsome face, I'm not pretty, no man can love me. You're a liar. God made sure that everything to make a man to love you, you have it. It's one of the gifts God gave to every lady. I want you to know this. When God designed, God knows that you cannot be the one to determine a man to marry you. And God does not create anything with a disadvantage. God put an advantage for you. God knows that a man has to choose you. So God knows. And God gave that thing inside of you. There's no lady that should not be loved by a man. Even when you're not married. Even if you're not married at the age of 55, there's a way you're going to do. There's a way you're going to, how you're going to be. That even a man that's not looking at you, will start looking at you. I can tell you that. So don't be deceived by both face. Don't be deceived by a guy that is just putting his face that he's not seeing you. It's because every man has what he cares about. I want to know that. What you are doing is because he does not care. That thing is not a thing that he fancy. There's nothing to fancy. That even there, if there's a leader that is taking his heart away, when he start having that, he start seeing it being repeated, his service are shifting. I want you to know something. God knew that you cannot choose yourself. So God did not give any a man absolute power. God made sure that he gave him that disadvantage. And gave every lady that advantage. That if you want to move the heart of a man, you can move it. And when you know you have that power, you have to know that just that the man has authority of heirship, that he will give account, you also give account about that thing that God gave to him. So when the guy says, I don't care, he's a liar. He's a liar. He said, I'm the one telling you, he's a liar. All those boot face. Sometimes when you start to boot face, it's to scare you away. It's to scare you away because men are the most fearful human being on earth. If when man has not fallen, serpent have been the guardian. If he could talk to the serpent, he was not afraid of serpent. Adam doesn't have that boldness to talk to that serpent. The Lord desire a woman. You know, what fear men does not fear ladies, women. You see, I want you to know, I'm saying to you sisters, mothers, for you to know that you're also going to give accounts. That's why what Jezebel did, God made sure that Jezebel does not die natural death. That I gave, there's something that you have that you use. Ahab will have been one of the best kings. Because the way she listened to Ahab, if she marry a good wife, she will have exceeded David in serving God. Because you can see that heart. You can see that heart. That heart is a good heart. But that heart was just directed wrongly. Because look at a old king. I want to buy your land. I don't want to buy your land. Got back home. I refused to eat and started crying. Like a baby. And wife came back. Why are you crying? And this our garden beside me. I wanted the I wanted to pay. I wanted to pay full price. Huh? What kind of woman being are you? What kind of woman being are you? What kind of woman being are you? Are you not there? Don't have you not read about your father David? That there was an angel that was about to kill something, and then the man offering the threshing floor free of charge, and he said, "I will not give to God what does not cost anything." You want that thing? David like take that man. Then you want something you are ready to pay, and he didn't give it to you. Don't worry, go and eat. Elizabeth, bring me some. Prepare a table for me. Can I come and join Lord Jare? Oh yeah, no, I'm not eating. He just prepared the last the dishes that the king can never eat. Ahab can never eat. He made sure he finds the table. Ahab began to eat and forget about vineyard. The next thing he got to know, sweetheart, the vineyard is not your own. You can go and do anything you want to do in it. I'm closing this with two ladies. One of the greatest assault on you ladies is love for this war. You must make sure you pour that this one inside of you. Because if you don't put out this word, you are going to be a major pain in your husband. Because men, naturally, the way they look, except few men, you know, there are bad boys on the street. There are bad boys there, man. There are bad boys there. You know, and there's something about ladies, you know, that are normal. You know, you look at someone, you look at your brother, you know that your brothers are naive, you know. Because you work with some of these guys, you know, in the company, you know that your brothers are naive. They only carry Bible. You know that they are naive. And there's something about sister. They know that their brothers are mine, but they somewhere, every sister just wants some little bad boy inside righteous boy. Just spice your goodness with your bad. Not the bad, just tiny badness. Just little badness. So, a big amen.
Amen.
Sister, use that thing to push your husband to righteousness. Use it. Don't tell someone, I'm not beautiful. No, you are beautiful. What you use to get a man that you marry, you have it already. You just need to prayerfully obey God and let that thing come out. Let him come out of you. I want you to know that you have your power. As we celebrate Father's Day, this 2026, I've spoken to the men, but I'm also speaking, that use your grace to steer for righteousness, to steer for obedience, use to steer for looking for God. And when you do that, Lord will keep pouring more grace on you.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeem CME Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.